Well, that wraps up the Wednesday Morning After for another week. Keep on listening to CKUT.
Virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
Is light in the manya, only ganir for my boy. We creas cruel garaki, agas lanyir in the cave maror, spaya guan dun da.
Thank you. sailor's time and a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it dies away. Here's one more day on the gray funnel line. The finest ship that sailed the sea is still a prison for the likes of me. But give me wings like Noah's dove. I'd fly up harbor to the girl I love. Here's one more day on the gray funnel line. Dreams were only real, I'd have my hands on that wooden wheel, and with all my heart I'd turn around and tell the boys that we're homeward bound. The time like some machine until blue water turns to green. Then I'll dance on down that walk ashore and sail the gray funnel.
I'm going to sail in a golden boat, so far, far, far from the shore. Spread your wings, babe, and fly away. 'Cause you danced a new life, smiled and cried to me. Oh, they call me the East of the Sailor. Oh, they call me the East of the Sailor. 'Cause I never eyes, babe, and count to three. When I open them, baby, run.
sorry for the things you've done. 'Cause you have my poor heart in your eyes is the day number one. Oh, they call me some sailor. Oh, they call me some sailor. 'Cause I never sail upon your shores. Oh yeah.
Ending up there with a young singer-songwriter out of Edinburgh by the name of Sam Shackleton. That song called Summer Sailor. It is from his debut full-length release called Causeway Recordings. Before that, going back to 1976, Silly Sisters doing a version of the Cyril Tawney song, The Grey Funnel Line. Silly Sisters consisting of Maddie Pryor, who most famously was the lead singer for the band Steel Eye Span, and June Tabor, who more or less appeared on the scene roughly around this time, went on to a solo career. As Silly Sisters, they put out a few records over the years, and that from their debut self-titled release. Before that, from 1971, Ann Briggs, from her self-titled Topic release, we heard Living by the Water, all traditional songs. And unfortunately, she only put out really a handful of recordings. She appeared on the scene in about the mid-1960s and did some collaborations with Scottish, English, and Irish musicians. And then she walked away from the music industry, and she was really, except for maybe one or two instances, never coaxed back to recording, and even then, almost nothing. She just walked away from it all. Anyway, before Ann Briggs, we heard the great Irish singer Margaret Barry doing her version of She Moves Through the Fair. That is from one of the Lomax recordings. She had a bunch of stuff out starting mid to late 1950s. Yeah, definitely in the traditional manner. A great singer, well worth seeking out. And we started off with somebody new on the scene, at least fairly young, out of Ireland. Goes by the name of Inni K, I-N-N-I-K, and doing some Gaelic material there. I'm not really going to try the Gaelic at this moment. You can look it up. It's on Bandcamp. And that was the set. My name is Jeffrey Davison. You're tuned to Terminal 5 on CKUT 90.3 here in Montreal.
I hear the bells. Another year in debt. Can't afford to feel what I should instead. Window in my room can't compare. Being out there, and I couldn't tell if the window in my head, when it's clear. comfort. Carried on a dream, on a river, whatever's bigger, that fight.
Thank you. not have been. It was written on the walls and window shades, and how she'd act, the little girl, a deceiver. Don't believe her, that's true. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10 cents. The intentions were easily traced, and everybody knew at times she cried. How about women like Louise, where they get by?
Upon the sea.
so alone without you. I'm so alone without your song.
Right, ending up there with two by Paul C. Bell. He's a name that you probably don't know. He just passed away earlier this month. We heard at the end of that set Prayer Song from his second album called Jackknife Gypsy. That was 1971. And before that, from his first album, 1970, Wood Smoke and Oranges, we heard the song called Louise, his most famous song. There's a bunch of reasons, I guess, why he didn't really become all that famous, even though he was part of that Greenwich Village folk scene. He was more of a country singer, as you could hear there. And at that time, there really wasn't a lot of crossover between the folk audience and the country audience. And there were some. That was probably part of it. And I can think of a couple of other albums that were really more country albums, even country rock, that never really caught on at that time, talking about the late 60s into the mid-70s, and only later became rediscovered. Now, he had a great reputation, like a lot of other people, but in this case, it was fitting. He was compared to Dylan, at least in terms of his songwriting skills. But he also happened to have what at least one admirer described, and I mean another musician described as the worst case of stage fright that he had ever seen. So he only really made these two records and then left the music industry. Ended up being a bread baker down on the Maryland shore, of all things. Paul C. Bell. Those albums are very easy to obtain. They don't sell for a lot of money. They were even on Elektra. They were on a major label who at the time was one of the most important labels putting out folk music. And The other thing that he didn't like about that second record, again called Jackknife Gypsy, was he didn't like the added instrumentation, and that was something that was happening quite a bit at that time, even to people like Tim Buckley. Some of the arrangements were much more lush than Buckley would have wanted or did want, but, you know, artists at that time, when it came to especially the major labels, they didn't have as much say in how the production ended up, so I think it holds up quite well, and actually that the instrumentation adds to it and does make it more beautiful. Also in that set, we heard a gentleman from Australia, goes just by the name of Archer. That is going back to an early album of his from 2014 called Old Time Sing-Song Man. We heard a song called Church Bells. And then Karima Walker at the top with a song called Windows 1 from an album just entitled Demos, more of a stripped-down or demo sounding song. That particular song ended up on her most recent album, meaning before this one. That's from the Orindel label out of Chicago. Karima Walker, really wonderful singer. That was the set. One more, and then we'll wrap up the hour. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. Back to music. Stay tuned. This is Terminal 5.
My eyes are sewn open, unable to close, and are stung by the breeze that my memory blows. And the breeze fans a fire that began as a spark, and the blind old street singer sings songs in the dark. But where are the songs of the beauty? The old organ grinder has just gone insane, and his monkey lies dead, choked to death by his chain. And the cup, it lies empty, it hasn't a dime, and my heart, it has slowed into 3/4 time. But where are the songs of my duty? Anger of emptiness jumps from the queen as she summons her jester to dance and to sing. But the jester is crying and refuses to sing. He'll die in the morning at the hands of the king. But where are the songs of forgiving? The milk trucks, they jingle, guns, orchestra flows. The morning has music wherever it goes, and the darkness undresses for the new naked light, and I sit and I cry for the death of the night. But where are the songs of the living? My eyes are sewn open, unable to close, and are stung by the breeze that my memory blows. And my stories are many, my stories are long,
but I'd gladly trade places with the blind man of song, for he sings no songs of the singer. He sings no songs of the singer.
Tembler that shook all our hills, and it spooked my lost donkey wherever he is. Hey, uh-huh. Hey, uh-huh. I've never had much. What I have's gone to hell, and it shook all my mason jars off the shelves. Hey, uh-huh. Hey, uh-huh. Just when I was trying to settle down, sing. What did you do to make us deserve this? St. Andrew, what did you do? What did you do? Down by the edge of the world, a place that is now known as North California. Hey, uh-huh. Hey, uh-huh. I don't know what he did, but I think it was a sin, 'cause the earth opened up and it swallowed him in. Hey, hey, just when he was trying to settle down, what did you do to make us deserve this? St. Andrew, what can you do to make them reverse this? What did you do?
Place to stand. He's got a devil on his back, an angel in his hand. There's a fire in his belly and a storm in his eyes, and he holds all the tears the world has ever cried. So pull it right up from your sleep. So pull it right from sleep. So pull it right up from sleep to your against the teacher's will, 'cause she can't do math, she can't sit still. And she's only alive when she's on her feet, when the song's as strong as the air she breathes. Dance, arise up from sleep. So dance, arise up from sleep. So dance, arise up from sleep to your life. He spent 60 years swallowing their lies. But he feels the drums and the song inside, and he lets out the tears only he can cry. And he comes alive. And rise up from your sleep. Say, old man, rise up from your sleep. Say, old man, rise up from your sleep. Say,
with two albums that were released last year. This thing, the last thing that we heard from a gentleman by the name of Garrett Heath, album entitled Kingdom Come, we heard Rise Up From Your Sleep. And before that, Tim Bloom, B-L-U-H-M, and a song called St. Andrew from an album entitled California Way. I didn't know either of those guys, so they're pretty new to me. I mean, didn't know them until this week, so glad to come across their stuff. And started that somewhat short set with Steve Noonan. Ended the last set with Paul Sebel, who had two records on Elektra in the early 70s. And this one, speaking about the production values on Sebel's records, especially the second one, Jackknife Gypsy, put me in mind of Steve Noonan, whose one and only record, which also came out on Elektra, self-titled, and that came out in 1968. And he thought the album was ruined by the strings and other things that were added to the sound. He wanted something very much more folky. But again, with the additions, I think they generally work, and it's really a beautiful record. I don't think it's ever been reissued. I don't think there's ever been a legit reissue. Maybe there was. Maybe I'm misremembering that. But anyway, definitely well worth seeking out. Again, someone who I don't really know exactly. I know he was disappointed with the record. I don't know whether that led him to leave the music industry in disgust or something. But the other interesting thing, or another interesting thing about Steve Noonan, is that he was associated with Jackson Browne early on in Brown's career. And there's actually a set of demos, one side of the record, or I think it might even be a two-record set, but one half of it are songs by Jackson Browne, and the other half are songs by Steve Noonan, and they're known as the Nina demos. And really incredibly hard record to come across. And one of the reasons that it's so hard to come across is that Jackson Browne so hated the demos, he actually went out of his way to buy as many copies of these demo recordings. And there weren't very many to begin with. And he'd buy them up and he'd destroy them. There are bootleg copies that exist. But anyway, yeah, we don't really know what happened to Steve Noonan. Again, that self-titled album, definitely well worth having. That wraps up the first hour. You are tuned to Terminal 5. My name is Jeffrey Davison. This is CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca.
Living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.